WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange is fighting extradition to the United States at a hearing today in London. Mr. Assange faces charges related to the leaking of government secrets. Our correspondent who's been at the hearing is Vincent McAvaney. Good morning, Vincent.
Good morning.
So what has happened today? What's the court heard?
Well, this is the first day of the extradition hearing. Julian Assange is actually being kept at Belmarsh Prison next door to the court for a 50-week sentence for breaching his bail condition by going into the Ecuadorian embassy. And so this is only about the US case that he is facing, not anything to do legally here in the UK. But the way that the agreement works between the US and the United Kingdom is the US makes an application. The UK courts review it. They decide, one, if this is the person needed, and two, if there is actually a criminal case in this instance, which he would likely face because of his actions here in the UK, in order for them to say, OK, yes, there is a case for him to answer to. He would get a fair trial. They would approve the request. And then ultimately, it's up to the Home Secretary to decide whether or not to send this person to the United States or not.
Now, it's interesting, the US has argued today, if I'm correct, that Assange has put people's lives at risk, although they can't actually prove it. Is that right?
Yes, that's right. So it's not about the court deciding whether or not he has done this or whether or not he did break any laws by, you know, publishing these cables. It's whether or not there is a strong enough case. But yes, the US side saying that there's 18 charges, that he wasn't doing journalism, which is his main defense. It was that these were clear criminal actions. They're saying it was straightforward criminal activity. Now, Mr. Assange is saying that this is politically motivated for embarrassing the US with this kind of thing. He wouldn't get a fair trial. And his side are saying that he would get, you know, over 175 years in jail. Now, the US lawyers are saying that is hyperbole. But, you know, Mr. Assange is trying to use that journalism defense. But ultimately, for the British court, what they've got to decide this week, and then they'll suspend for a couple of weeks, come back in May, is whether or not there is a case to answer in the US.
And a number of protesters outside, or supporters of Assange?
Yeah, that's right. His father and brother attended the court, and only 20 of his supporters were allowed in. The famous fashion designer Dame Vivienne Westwood also turned up at the court as well. And there was about 100 or so very noisy campaigners outside, to the point where Julian Assange at one point actually asked the judge, you know, he said he had trouble concentrating because of the noise. The judge said he couldn't, she couldn't speak to him directly. Julian Assange had to speak through the lawyer. But obviously he was a bit distracted by it because it was pretty noisy. And they've set up a camp of around five or six tents just on the edge of the prison and court complex. And they'll be manning that camp during this case.
Vincent, thank you very much for that update. Vincent McAvaney there, who's been covering the extradition hearing of Julian Assange, which was held in London today.